Welcome to the Fit for the Future podcast, which helps you navigate this fast-changing world by bringing you ideas, information, interviews, and insights for being fit for the future. Here's your host, Gihan Pereira.
Hello, this is Gihan Pereira. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm here in beautiful Brisbane. I've just finished work with the senior leaders of an organization that's looking at changing the way that they do business. So they're doing a strategic planning day, and the CEO and the board and the senior leaders recognize that the way they did business in the past and the way they have been doing it is going to be okay in the future, but they're probably going to be disrupted by some outsiders. So they're looking at how they can disrupt themselves. It's a really good thing to do. They're saying, how can we be proactive rather than being reactive when a disruptor comes in? And we talked about, you know, the well-known examples of disruption of Netflix disrupting Blockbuster, of Kodak being disrupted by things like Flickr and then Instagram. And one of the leaders in the group asked me, you know, there are lots of examples of businesses being disrupted by others, but are there examples of businesses that successfully disrupted themselves, which is what we're looking to do? And look, the answer is yes. There's probably not as many of them, and they're probably not as well known, because of course it's sexier to talk about an established business being disrupted by a little savvy startup like Netflix. But there are certainly examples of businesses who, if you like, they saw the writing on the wall and they decided to disrupt themselves before somebody came along and disrupted their business. And Netflix actually is a good example. So they first disrupted Blockbuster, but later on they disrupted themselves as well, because Netflix didn't start off as a streaming media company that creates content, which is the way that we know it now. Netflix started off competing with Blockbuster, but instead of having physical stores, they had mail order video, actually DVDs. And then they disrupted themselves and went to digital, and then disrupted themselves again, and now have now become a content creation company. So there are some examples of this, some really good examples. Netflix is not the only one. There are some other examples which I talked about in my book, Disrupted. And what I've done is I've put together a worksheet here where I've listed for you some examples of companies that took the initiative and disrupted themselves. And if you're a leader in an organization thinking about what might happen to your organization in the future, can I invite you to use this worksheet with your team members? Look at some of these examples and pick one and explore what this might mean for your business, your organization. Is it possible for you to disrupt yourself using one of the models that these organizations use? Because I think it's incumbent on all of us, especially as leaders, to think about disruption, not only the way that we're going to evolve, but also the way that we might be disrupted by a complete outsider in the future. Hope you found it useful. I'll see you in the future. I hope you enjoyed that and found something valuable for your professional life, maybe your personal life as well. And look, if you did get some value from it, please share the love by reviewing and rating it in the place where you get your podcasts. That really does help to promote it to other people as well. I mentioned a worksheet that you can download, and there's a link to that in the show notes for this podcast episode. Or you can go directly to gihantoldme.com. Whichever way you go, they both take you to a page where you can download this worksheet and other worksheets that are made freely available for you to use for yourself and for your team. If you want to engage with me to go deeper with these ideas, let's talk. For more than 25 years now, I've been helping leaders, teams, and organizations become fit for the future. And I think that involves three things: your team, your leaders, and your customers. You want to empower your team so you build a culture of change agents. Then you want to equip your leaders and managers with the mindset, the skills, and the resources that they need to become future-ready leaders. And you want to engage your customers, the post-pandemic customers, because customers have changed. So let's talk about how we can work together with conference keynotes that spark ideas, with workshops and masterclasses that build skills, or, if you like, more in-depth leadership programs that embed habits. Love to have a chat with you. You can see all my contact details at gihanpereira.com. This is Gihan Pereira. Bye for now.
For show notes, past episodes, and more, visit GihanPereira.com. And remember, great minds don't think alike.